USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is marking the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday with a visit to Selma, Alabama. The president will deliver remarks on the importance of commemorating the day so that history can't be erased. He's also expected to highlight the continued fight for voting rights and civil rights for black Americans and take part in the annual Selma Bridge crossing at the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Trump's not the guy, so says a Republican governor.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu is predicting that former President Trump will not be the 2024 Republican nominee for president. On NBC's Meet the Press, he said that yesterday's leadership is not what the party needs right now to move forward.
Not what we were, or crying about what happened in November of 22, but what we're going to bring to the table and get done tomorrow.
Sununu has not announced a 2024 campaign, but he is taking steps that indicate he may run. I'm John Schaefer.
One Republican senator is downplaying the possibility that former President Trump could be under indictment while running for office in 2024.
Well, look, that's a hypothetical, right? I mean, we'll see if that plays out.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan said he was anticipating a competitive GOP primary that features a new generation of party leaders. Former President Trump made it clear over the weekend that he would not drop out of the race, even if he was indicted on state or federal charges. The 51st running of the Iditarod is underway. The world-famous sled dog race over 1,000 miles began with the ceremonial start in Anchorage yesterday, followed by today's restart. Trail conditions are described as good, with just 33 mushers taking part. Reigning champion Brett Sass will defend his title against the smallest field in the history of the event. Former Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway and her husband are splitting up. On her Twitter account, Conway stated that she and her husband, George, were in the final stages of an amicable divorce. This is USA News.
Big news. The 2024 election could be America's last. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new bestseller, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and freedoms. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. In The Final Battle, he explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024, no matter what. Horowitz names the names of the secret players working to change America. Newsmax calls The Final Battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get The Final Battle in bookstores, or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, that's 800-NEWSMAX, or go online to finalbattle611.com, finalbattle611.com, to get your free copy today.
Two men are dead after they were gunned down at a bodega in Newark's Central Ward. One of the victims died at the scene. The other was rushed to University Hospital. Doctors couldn't save him. Cops are looking for at least two suspects who fled in a dark-colored Mercedes. Police are trying to determine what may have triggered the double shooting. A Florida resident has died from a rare infection.
A brain-eating amoeba in the man likely resulted from the use of ordinary tap water as a rinse of the sinuses. A single-celled organism that lives in soil and fresh water sources such as lakes, rivers, and hot springs can lead to an infection. It is said to be extremely rare, with just 3 cases in the USA each year. Most are fatal. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Grizzlies' Ja Morant is being sidelined for at least 2 games after brandishing a gun on social media. The 2-time NBA All-Star went live on Instagram in what appeared to be a strip club. Morant was shirtless, flashed what appeared to be a handgun next to his face. The Grizzlies decided Morant will be away from the team for the next 2 games. Florida's annual conch shell blowing contest drew a crowd in Key West this weekend. People of all ages took part in the tradition that dates back almost 60 years. Some played notes from hit songs like Elvis Presley's Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a fish.
Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.